You're listening to Iowa's Jazz Station, 88.3 KCCK. And this is Talking Pictures, our weekly review of movies and film. I'm Hollis Monroe here with Denny Lynch and Phil Brown. What do we got to start with, Denny?
All right. I caught up with Boss Baby, the computer-generated animation. It's in 2D and 3D. I saw it in 2D. A seven-year-old boy suddenly has a new baby brother who shows up in a suit with a briefcase. It's based around a really weak premise that there's a finite amount of love available in the universe. And I had a few laughs. There were a couple clever moments, but mostly it's pretty derivative and kind of dull. It's nowhere near what Pixar or the Disney standards are.
This is a film that I think both of us have seen, Ghost in the Shell. It is getting a lot of press, obviously. Scarlett Johansson plays a character, Major, who is, the opening credits shows us the implanting of her brain into a synthetic body.
After a death or
after a death. And then we can't go into a lot of this stuff because there's a lot of mystery involving the plot. But she becomes sort of this prototype creature who, obviously, when you create this big thing, that you're going to turn him into a weapon. And she is turned over to the Section 9, which is this big anti-terrorist group. In her working with this group of Section 9, they find out that this biomechanical company is being hacked by this interesting character named Kuza, who is sort of trying to be sort of the Luddite in the machine, destroy the idea that these this idea of the biomechanical synthetic hybrid individuals is a good idea. It is based on the Shirō Masamune manga comic series. Mm-hmm. It was also made into an anime in 1995, which I have to admit, I don't know those works, but I do know them sort of through my kids. I went in thinking, okay, because I've become a little bit kind of burned out on these kind of superhero type of films. So I went in thinking that I would have some difficulties with this film. I liked it a lot more than I thought I would. I think that the particularly it sort of drags through the first third of the movie, but once we get the interaction of the Major and Kuza and what's going on between them, it really starts to take off for me. It's basically RoboCop meets Frankenstein in theme. It's very much of a film about memory loss and the retrieval of memory. It reminded me of the last episode of some other films that we have talked about on here, and Resident Evil, the way that she retrieves her memory and how that all kind of plays out. Mm-hmm. There's a controversy, obviously, involved with this film, the whitewashing of the lead character,
yes,
making her Anglo, as opposed to Asian. It depends. Okay. One, I think that the film makes that work for itself in some ways. I'm not sure if it's intentional. Mm-hmm. But the idea that she's not only robbed of her memory, robbed of her identity, but she's robbed of her ethnicity as well.
Somebody pointed out that in a major metropolitan area in the future, those kind of racial distinctions are going to be gone.
Oh.
People are going to have multiple races living together in these huge cities. This is a little Blade Runner. It's a little Matrix. In Blade Runner, remember the billboards on the side of the buildings?
Yes, very much.
In this one, all of the buildings have giant holographic advertising images that spin on the rooftops, and you can see them daytime and nighttime. So the city shots are quite spectacular, and I saw it in 3D, and I like that a lot. I thought the film started really well, moved along okay. I, too, had not seen the earlier versions, but it's very steampunk. It's kind of 20 years out of date. You know, it's not modern anymore. But I thought it was an okay action film. Johansson was the only character, the only actor I knew in the film out of the whole cast.
Yeah. The guy who played Kuza, Michael Pitt, to me, he really I love everything that he does. He was in Funny Games. He was also one of the lead characters in Boardwalk Empire. And he really, to me, once he comes in as this sort of, well, I can't even get into what he is.
This is the boss Asian fellow?
That's the hacker. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Right. he steals the show. I mean, he's a wonderful character, and actually, he's a wonderful actor as well. I mean, he's really good. Yes, the special effects for this thing are marvelous. Of course, you would expect that with the budgets that they have. The way they present the city is very Blade Runner-ish. I mean, what's interesting, too, is that not only are there the big billboards as you see things on a kind of a street level, but if you look for the aerial shots above, you see the tops of the heads of these things doing things. And you got these, like, carp swimming through the streets and stuff like that. Very, very surreal type of world that is presented here. Hmm. And again, the idea of what is... Okay, the idea of augmentation has gotten to the point that everybody's augmented.
Right.
Everybody is... you save up your dough and you can get synthetic liver or something like that. Right?
None of this needing to search for a Wi-Fi hotspot because you're already hooked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anywhere.
I think the film, it surprised me. I came out liking it.
I did too. A lot of people who like the original series are unhappy that the talking army tanks that the kids play with. There's several animated series. There's a couple of OVA, original video animation features, in addition to the one you mentioned. So this has got a long tradition of media adaptation. So it's weird for us to be coming into this not having seen the other ones.
Right. The thing, they got that robotic spider at the end, like, release the robotic spider, you know, and I'm not giving anything away, I hope, at that. But that kind of, ooh.
Well, in the cartoons, it's a friendly spider. It talks to kids. It has conversations. It's very cute.
What's interesting about this film, when I went, you watch these things, you know, the machines of what a film is it soul, has a soul, or is it soulless inside of the machine of what a film is itself? And it's sort of, some films are very much by the committee, by the number type of things, very dead and soulless. This film, for me, was able to instill a sense of a soul inside of a shell.
Mm-hmm.
So even at the level of a metaphor there, I think it worked.
For Denny Lynch and Phil Brown, I'm Hollis Monroe on Jazz 88.3 KCCK.